This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There has been a dramatic development in the controversy over the painkiller Vioxx, and it came just as the first federal case against the drug's manufacturer, Merck, went to a jury in Houston. Vioxx was taken off the market last year. Merck is defending itself against lawsuits that allege Vioxx caused heart attacks and deaths in users. Yesterday afternoon, the editors of the New England Journal of Medicine published an editorial online saying Merck's scientists withheld data about heart attacks suffered by Vioxx users who took part in a key study on the drug. That study was published in the journal, and Merck continues to cite the study in its defense. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
This is the story that the New England Journal of Medicine told. In early October 2004, a few days after Merck pulled Vioxx from the market, the editors of the New England Journal decided to re-examine records of a Vioxx study called Vigor that they had published in the year 2000. This was a study that compared Vioxx with another painkiller, naproxen. The editors found the original documents in the file, and they found something else. Gregory Kerfman is the executive editor of the New England Journal.
It was then that our managing editor discovered that there was a computer diskette. We hadn't accessed it before because in 2000, we were still editing manuscripts on paper.
On the disk, Kerfman says, they found changes that the authors had made to the manuscript before sending it to the journal, including changes in the data on myocardial infarctions or heart attacks.
We were able to determine that some of the data on the actual numbers of myocardial infarctions had been deleted from the text 2 days before the manuscript was submitted to the journal.
The Vigor study, published in the New England Journal, was based on a total of 17 heart attacks among Vioxx users. But there were actually 20 that had occurred. Three had not been included in the data. Kerfman said yesterday that adding those three changes the conclusions of the study and reveals that the risk of heart attack is raised by taking Vioxx. This isn't the first time that studies of Vioxx have shown a heart attack risk. Another study showing a risk led to the withdrawal of the painkiller from the market. But this revelation by the New England Journal editors changes a study that Merck has been using to defend itself into a liability for the drug maker. Kerfman says they found out just this month that Merck scientists knew about the three additional heart attacks. He was subpoenaed to testify by lawyers for Vioxx plaintiffs, and those lawyers showed him internal Merck memos about the Vigor study.
Among those documents was a memo dated July 5, 2000. Which indicated that two of the Merck authors knew about the three heart attacks as early as July 5th, and that they knew about other cardiovascular data that were never presented to the editors and never included in the Vigor article.
In a statement yesterday, Merck said that the Vigor study had included all the data available at the date that the clinical trial was officially ended, a cutoff date agreed to in advance by the scientists conducting the trial. Merck said the additional heart attacks subsequently were disclosed to the Food and Drug Administration and to the public a few months after the New England Journal published the Vigor study. But Kerfman said the company's conduct had been indefensible.
The authors should have provided us with updated data, which we know they had as early as July 5th, 2000, 4.5 months before we published the article. You can't let incomplete data stand in a New England Journal article when you know you have other data, especially on such a serious side effect as heart attack. It's inappropriate, it's unacceptable, and their explanation borders on being ludicrous.
The jury in Houston, which returns to its deliberations today, isn't likely to hear about any of this, but future Vioxx juries certainly will. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Houston.